Tony Gamora. Tony Rav Tachlifa Bamarova Kamedia Beavo. Shnei Mahukim Vitalis. Two people holding on to a talis. Zenoita Mokush Yadavagas. Zenoita Yadavagas. Rav Tachlifa said a Kiddush. The Mishnah which says Yachleku is only when they're holding on to the edges. But if each guy's holding on to a grip on the talis, so we give you what you're holding on to. And on that chelik, we don't do Yachleku. Machvile, Rav Avo pointed up to Shemayim. Ubishvua. Why copy Shemayim? Because the Shvua has to be with Hashem. Every time a person swears, you're swearing in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether or not you actually have to say the Shem out of your mouth, and that's Machlekes Rishonim. But the essence of a Shvua is that a person is swearing in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, so too the Shvua is Emes. So the sign that Rav Avo made that you have to swear is that he said, he pointed upstairs, don't forget that you have to swear. There's huge Machlekes over here between the Rambam and the Taisis, the famous Machlekes that we're going to talk about. What do you swear on? The Taisis says, you swear on everything, even on the Chilek that's Yad HaMakas. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says, before Shai Yisrael, you see the Rambam today, printed out for you. The Rambam says, you only swear on the Shah, you only swear on the rest of it. The part that you're holding, you don't swear on. Interesting Machlekes. A Machlekes between Taisis and the Rambam, what do you swear on? It's animals. I can't see it. No, I can't see it standing. I can't see it. The first guy in this year, 34 years ago. I started with you. Oh. Remember when I had here? So did you. Yeah. First guy. Had a great start of it. After that, otherwise I would have ended up being an accountant. After that, it would have worked. Yeah. So the more over here says the Machlekes Taisim Ram is one of the famous Machlekes in the Masechta. Do you swear on the Chelek that's Yad HaMakas? This says you swear on everything. The Ram says before that yes, you see today, you only swear on the Shah. The Shah you swear on. The Yad HaMakas you don't swear on. Interesting Machlekes, we'll come back to talk about in a few minutes. Zakti Gemara. Amra Papa, Zakti Gemara. Alma season the Tony, the Palgi, but I don't even like Tony's in it. I walk with other Magas, Hegwish Kahaslo. But it's fast, it's bigger cash, they're not holding on to the other Magas, only holding on to the edges. Amra Mishasha, Shedra Mishasha, Shmamino, Hai Sudra. When a person makes a Kenyan Sudra, what's a Kenyan Sudra? A person makes a Kenyan Khalifa, a guy wants to buy a house, so he gives the Sudra, the Kenyan gives the Makne a Sudra. Given the top of the Shalashashola, since the Makne can hold a 3x3 Tvachim of the Sudra, Kuhin Bevenosan Arev, the commander Posik, don't have a Kana in your Kana. There are four Nekudas in the Sugi which are intertwined with each other. There are four in Yonam over here in this very interesting Sugi which are intertwined with each other before we start the second half, which is about Get. The four in Yonam which are intertwined with each other are as follows. First of all, you have a big Machlikas over here, Ramam and Taisus. What do you swear on? The Gemara is Machadish internally in Shneimers and Batalis that there's a Chelik of the Talis that you don't do Yachliku on. That's the Yad HaMakas Chelik. Do you swear on that chelik, or that chelik is uprooted from the Shvua and you only swear on the Shah? Tosfos says you swear on everything, even the chelik that you're holding. And the Rambam paskens halacha, you swear on the whole thing, only on the Shah, excuse me, on the rest of it, not on the part that's the other Magas. We'll talk about the Machlekes of that. That's one topic here. All four topics are intertwined, as we're going to see in a few minutes. Topic number two is, why is it that in the case of Sudur, I need to come on to command the Pasuk? Gemara says that by a Sudur, if I give you over 3x3 of a Sudur, and I want to make a Kenyan, even though I didn't give over the whole Sudur, it's command the Pasuk. What is the problem that command the Pasuk is coming to solve? There's a problem over here. There's a thing called command the Pasuk. The third question is, why do you need Gimel or Gimel? Why do you need 3x3? And question number four is, where's the Araya to command the Pasuk by Sudur from our din of Yad HaMakas? I'm repeating, there are four inyanim over here which are intertwined with each other in a niflidic way. The first inyan is, what's the Machlekes Rambam and Taisus? Do you swear on the Yad HaMakas or not? Taisus says you do, Rambam says you don't. The second topic is, why by Sudur do I need to come on to command the Pasuk? What's command the Pasuk coming to solve? Number three is, why do you need 3x3? Number four is, Rabbi Shashra came along and what a raya, Shema Amino. We're living a Shema Amino to the command of Pasuk. We're in our din of Tachlif of our Rova is the raya to the din of command of Pasuk. As we're going to see, all these four inyanim are intertwined with each other. We'll start off with an introduction. The Machlekes the Rambam and the Tosis is one of the famous Machlekes in the Masechta. When you have a Yodam Agas, which doesn't have Yachleku, because the guy has a grip on it, do you swear or you don't swear or not? Tosis says you swear on everything, even on the Yodam Agas. And the Rambam holds Chas HaShalom, the Yodam Agas, you don't swear, you only swear al-Shair on the rest. And what goes this Machlekes? So the Velt says, Balmetzia raid, Schneimerzen raid. I'll tell you two Mahalchim. I'm going to spend the next 2 days at least showing the Nesat of Shat, the Nesat of Shat, the Rambam. But I do want to start off from a certain place. Mrs. Zalman in his famous shtickle of Perk Tess, Halacha Zayin, Hilchos Tevedin. Mrs. Zalman in his famous shtickle of Evan Ozel, Perk Tess, Halacha Zayin. I want to start with two Schneimerzen dicker shtickle of Tevedin quickly. That the Velt said to explain this Machlekes Rambam and Tosfos, and then go on to show that from inside the Sugi, that's not the Pashtas at all. But Mrs. Zalman said a famous shot. Mrs. Zalman tainted that the Machlekes of the Rambam and Tosfos is whether the Chalukah of the Mishnah is a Chalukah Vade or a Chalukah Safek. And what he said was like this: if I hold that the Mishnah is a Chalukah Safek, which means that we don't have no idea, there's no reason why we're doing Yachleiku. Who held like that muscle? How many sheetahs do we see hold like that? Rashi holds like that. The Rosh holds like that. It's a Chalukah Safek. We don't know what to do. It's a Pshat. So if it's a Chalukah Safek, so Chazal made a Takana that when you make a Chalukah Safek, you have to swear. Why? Shalech Kolech Harayel B'Tekef. So we only found that the Takana of Chazal was in the case of a Chalukah Safek. And welcome with the Yodah Magas, over there's a Pesach Vade. It's a Mitzvah Mechavel V'Raya. So you're about to Mitzvah Mechavel V'Raya. The Rambam holds that the only time we found the Chacham made a Takana is in a case where the Chalukah is a Safek, but the case where the Chalukah is a Vade, we don't see that they made a Shuv over here. It's a very geshmak of Pshat, very nice Pshat. Although that Chazal required a Shuv over here is an additional thing. It's not a Pashat of Zach B'chal. But the Pshat is, Chazal said, you know something, swear. You could hear very geshmak that when the Zach is a Safek, we had a Lashon of Rishonim on the Beit, the main apparent, the Var is a Safek. Remember, clarify, before you can make a Chalukah, go clarify. You don't know what you're doing anyway. So Chazal, you want to know why they made it, why they made the Shua, because they don't want people to run around and grab things. But the gather of the Zach was that when you're making a Pesach Safek, go clarify things before you go do a Chalukah. Chalukah, we said, by the way, the first day of the Zman, is the worst of all the Pesachim. It's Nishtahein, Nishtaher. But we do it because it's a Pshara. Go clarify it. When it's a Pesach Vada, when it's a Pesach Vel Raya, Beit Gishmak, Rebbe Sazama, by the way. Mamash Gishmak. If it's a Pesach Vada, so then a Vada, you don't make a Shua, but always make a Shua. But Shita's Toysel, she tosses. This is what Rebbe says. Shita's Toysel, she tosses, holds on that base, that what? That the Chalukah Shneimer, as soon as the Korov to a Pesach Vada, at least the way he learns, Anan Sadi Hai, Anan Sadi the Hai. That means even though we know that each guy has EF, but the Maisa still has all made a Shua. Still has all made a Shua, even though we know. No, so then the Yadam Agaz is not any better. Hagam that we said back then, Eric Foreman was about to ask, right? Hagam we said back then that Tosfos didn't mean the dagger voice. We have Ovaraya. Correct, that's what you meant to say, right? Hagam that we said that. See, I'm starting to think like I'm stagging. The Hagam that Rabbi Foreman is asking, I saw he just moves his nose. What did he mean? Was a taich. Yeah, what he meant to say was that we said back then on that base that Tosfos didn't mean the dagger from which we have Ovaraya. And Tosfos didn't mean the that dagger. Beseder, I know that, but it's part of Sakvadai. You can argue to Mrs. Alman. I'm just telling you the stick of Torah that he said. Mrs. Alman tainted that if you hold it as a Pesach Safek, so then we only found that the Chazal made a Shvuah with a Pesach Safek. With a Pesach Vade, which everybody don't find. The Tosfos that we find that it is a Pesach Vade already, and still the Chazal made a Shvuah. The Hagam is an Ansadi, so they made it already for Yodam Agas also. Okay, that's what I call a classic Shnai Mosadik of Pshat. It's a nice Pshat. It's a Yeshivish Shtickle. It's a famous, famous Shtickle. Mrs. Alman said, this is the Machlekes Tosfos of the Rambam. It goes back to the Shroshim of that base. Others, Reb Leib in the end of Simon Pei Dalet, and Reuven in, I think it's Simon Vav over here, I didn't see it inside now, but others take a different approach to this Machlekes Rambam and Tosfos, also a Shnai Merzon approach. We spoke already in the early days of the Zman, Machlekes, whether Shuas HaNiftar or Shuas HaNeilin, remember? The Rambam says, Mefurish and Perish Mishnais, that the Shuas are what? Shuas HaNeilin, you're taking something when you're swearing. You can't get it without swearing, remember? It's a Shuas HaNeilin. You said an Afkamina for Ricky Vega, correct the right price, right? That what? That's what you meant? See? Yeah. The price moved his lips. Yeah? Ricky Vega, I don't know. It's more of a dick, yeah? Zachariah Price, he's talking about Ricky Vega. Ricky Vega said in the Shear Yomi, what did he say? He said that after minute was the Ftar of a Nightland. What happens if you don't swear? Do you get half an out? If it's Nightland, you can't get it without swearing. If it's in Ftar, then you get to keep it. So with Ruvain and Avleid, they want to take a slightly different approach. Then they want to tie in that if it's the Shuas HaNoitland, that together the Shua was that you get Ayidei the Shua. So if it's Yodam Agatz, you can't swear. You got it already. You have it already. So the Rambam Lashit Tosso, it's a shame as that. The Rambam Lashit Tosso says in Pirush Mishnah is that together the Shua was they said the Shua was HaNoitland. They said you can't get, you can't take it from the other guy without swearing. But if I have it already, it's Yodam Agatz, I'm not to swear. Maybe Tois is also the Shuas HaNeftar, and we have a shtickle ride that Tois holds the Shuas HaNeftar, because Tois holds that base of a base of what? That's a Shuas HaRaisa. It could be a Shuas HaRaisa, so it's called your Neftar, it's called you holding on to what you have, so that could apply even on the other Magas, even on the Chelik that you have already. I'm saying two Yeshiva Shapshotim of why would there be a Machlekes Rambam and Tois? Why would there be a Machlekes Rambam and Tois of whether or not you swear on the chelik that's the other bagas, the chelik that's mufka from the din of Yachleku, the chelik that has the din of Yitzchak Raya? Either it's Machlekes of whether the psak is a psak sofik, and then you only swear for the sofik, you don't swear for the vade, if that's what the Rambam held, and Tois held that it's a psak vade, so once you swear, you swear. Or it's a Machlekes whether the getter shu is in Neitlin or Neftarin. If it's Neitlin, so you swear only what you're taking, not what you have. So then the Rambam holds that what you have, you don't swear on. And Tois argues, it's a very nice yeshiva charade. Ayin Shom Hetev, Atkan, Machlekes Rambam, and the Tosfos we're going to see in the coming minutes, that and tomorrow, that's not the Pshat, the Machlekes Rambam and Tosfos, as we're going to see, Baruch Hover, at least Lefi, Kama V'Kadmo, Kadmo Inin. We're going to start now. What say? Say it, it's all Shal. Say it. Well, let's leave that for now for a second, okay? That's the, so I told you, the first topic in the Sugi is, do you swear on the this or swear on that? We'll see you in a minute. Let's start now. So I put down on the table two mahalchim of the machlekes Rambam and Tosfos. Do you swear on the chelik of Yodam Agatz? Do you swear on the chelik that's not yachleku? Either a mahalach of whether yachleku is a psak vali, psak sofik, or a mahalach whether shuas and neftar shuas. And I have a very nice pshatim. I want to build now from the sugi inside that that's not the pashur shah and the Rambam or the Tosfos as we're going to see. Let's begin. We'll start. Listen carefully, big read here. And it's also an introduction to the sugis coming afterwards, so let's get this clear now, at least for the beginning. The Morbiya says that from the dinner of Tachliva Amarova, there's a raya. Amar Mishar Shoshmami Nahisud, you're keeping the toughest Bashal Shoshal Shkarina Bavanasa, the rare to command the Pulsic Nomi. So there are three questions on Mishar Shor. One is, what is the Shmami know? Where did he prove it from our Tachliva? The second question is, why do you need command the pasuk? And the third question is, why do you need gimel on gimel? We'll start slowly. The first question is, why do you need command the pasuk? What happened? I want to get the story clear, and then we'll work our way back to Shneimers and Batals. What happened by a suda? I want to buy a bike from somebody. I want to buy a house from somebody. The koine, I went ahead and gave a suda to the guy. I didn't give him over the whole suda. I only gave him over part of the suda. He says over here, you have to come on to command the pasuk, Nomi. You have to go on to a din that is as if it's chopped off, as if the chelik that I gave him is a separate entity. And the big question is why? Why do I have to come on to command the pasuk dummy? We'll go slowly. There are two ways to learn, and the two ways are critical over here for the whole cheshbon of the sugya. I want to start off with question number one. Rabbi Shasher came along and said there's a din of command the pasuk. Now, where he learned it out of, we'll get to it in a few minutes. What did Rabbi Shasher say? That if I give a suda to somebody, so the normal case of a Kenyan suda is went to a wedding, is he give the suda to the guy and he takes it. What happens? I only gave part of the suda. So then there's a problem, and that problem requires a yisoid called command the pasuk dami. Why do you have to come on to command the pasuk dami? So there are two ways to learn. Two lom nishar ways of learning. One way of learning is that Kenyan suda requires a din of venasan. It says, Vashi says, venasan l'reyeyu. Listen carefully to what I'm saying now. You have to give it. So I could hear very well that if I give part of the handkerchief, but I kept part of the handkerchief, that's not called nisin, that's not called venasan. It means the maisa kinyan of kinyan sudur is a din. You have to give it. You have to give over the sudur. What happens if I went ahead and gave over part of the sudur and I didn't give over the entire sudur? It's felt in the maisa nisin. I think venasan shalof ishvei. What do we say in the end of Rus that I took off the shoe? Venasan the riyayu, right? It's not venasan. It's felt in the sina, which means that it's an internal problem. In the Maisa Kinyan called Suda. The Maisa Kinyan called Suda requires giving the Suda, giving the handkerchief to the guy, to the Makneh. You didn't give it. That's one way of learning. So what do we have? A very clear way. So you have to come out to command the pasuk. That's the code you gave it. We look at the handkerchief is chopped off. And while we look at it as the sudra is chopped off. So it's code you gave it. That's code you gave it. That's code. I gave it. In the Rach that I asked you to see today, Shteinish to say, here we're beginning the big raid. The Rach on the side says, Diakra Bashashu is a shelf, is a Vashi Bashashu, Agamos of Bashashu. Diakra Bashashu may know, Midiktoni is a Neutel Ad. Welcome to Yoda Vagashma, we know the high Sudra, keeping the toughest big gimbal as well. That's why I read Kenyan Latosim, Vafagaf the Leposic commanded Tosic there. Valoyam Rinam, look inside every word here. So Dr. Rach, Valoyam Rinam Adam Moshech Le Kule Le Koni Le. Ella Afagaf the Le Moshech Le Kune Koni Le. The lawyer mean on Adam Moshech like Kune Kule like Koni Le. What does the Rach say? The Rach doesn't say the problem is that until you give the whole Sudra. The problem is that you didn't do a mice in the scene. Like Koni Le. I wasn't kind of even that Chelik of the Sudra, I repeat. The first Pshat is learning that Avada the Chelik of the Sudra that I want him to get, he was kind of. Just the Pshat is, I didn't perpetrate an act of an Asina because I'm still attached to it. I didn't give it over in Gansan. I have to go on to command the Pulsic. The Rach says a different word. The Rach says that the problem is that Le Koni Le Ad Afagaf Le Moshech Le Lekule Koni Le. A lawyer mean Adam Moshech Le Lekune Le Koni Le. The Rach says that the problem is not a problem in the Asina. It's a problem that you're not Koina the Chelik that you gave because it's still attached to you. It's a problem in the Maisa Kenyan. I'll explain. The first pshat that I said, not like the Rach, means that when I give you a half a handkerchief, and I want you to be carrying a half a handkerchief, you're carrying it. You're carrying the handkerchief. Well, the problem is that the Kenyan of Suda requires a mice in a sina. That's a cool venosa. Venosa means that you departed ways. You parted ways. You didn't. Command the pasuk resolves that. The second pshat is a much more lamdash pshat. It's a shas pshat. The pshat is that he wasn't carrying the chelak. I'll give you an afkamina. And I'm going to expand. Let's say Reuven's not doing a Kenyan Suda. I'll give you that afkamina. Reuven's not doing a Kenyan Suda. I want to sell you half a handkerchief. I want to be marking it to you half a handkerchief. I have a handkerchief. It's a half. It's a more than a handkerchief. I want to be marking it to you. Half. So I give you half the handkerchief. I'm holding a handkerchief. I say, make a hackball, make a machine, make whatever you want, okay? According to Pshat number one, you couldn't have the handkerchief. Remember, I'm not making a Kenyan Sudra. I'm making a different Kenyan. I'm making a Kenyan Mashiach. I'm not making a Kenyan Sudra. I'm coming to be marking you a half a handkerchief, okay? That's not the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara is I'm coming to give you a handkerchief and not to make a Kenyan. I'm talking about a different case. I want to sell you a handkerchief. I want to be marking it to half a handkerchief. You pick up half the handkerchief. According to Pshat number one, half the handkerchief is yours. So if you want to use the handkerchief, you want to use the Sudra for a Kenyan, it has to be Venosan. The Maisa Kenyan. The Maisa Kenyan requires as Venosan. But if I want to be Machner, a guy, half a handkerchief, he picked up half a handkerchief, he did a Maisa Mashiach, a Maisa Akbar, he's going to have the handkerchief. According to the, I don't need command the Pulsic for that. According to the second shot, there won't be command the Pulsic. And I'll tell you enough comedians when you don't have command the Pulsic. If you want to have command the Pulsic, then you didn't make a Maisa Kenyan, the handkerchief won't become yours. The Rach's Loshen is Masha problem number two. According to problem number one, where it's only a problem in the Nesina when I want to go make a Kenyan Al Yudea handkerchief, so then the Pshat is you're kind of half the handkerchief, but it's not the Maisa Kenyan of Sudar. But if the word is it's a problem in the Kenyan, so if I'm marking it, you half a handkerchief, and you pick up half the handkerchief, you're not kind it without Commander Pulsic. What's the beer in that? Comes along with the Nesivis, famous Nesivis, and the Nesivis is in Simon. Nesivis says like this, Simon Kuf Tzadok Kesef Kohen Beis. At some point in the coming weeks, I'm going to print the Nesivis out for you, we'll get to it. But the Nesivis says, a very short Tzach, the Nesivis says, it's a famous Nesivis, in Kuf Tzadok Kesef Kohen Beis. The Nesivis says, a big lump to Shia, sorry, the Nesivis says, that when you do a Maisa Kinyan on an object, and half the object is in a different Rishos, and half the object is Ogid, is attached to a different Rishos, it's felt in the Maisa Kinyan. It means, I want to buy half a handkerchief. I want to buy half a bike. And I picked up the bike, okay? Picked up half the bike. Did a Maisa Kinyan on it. And the other half of the Zach, I'm not being koiner, okay? If the answer is, there was a half a minute, they're not koiner. Why not? If not for Commander Pulsic, why not? If not for Commander Pulsic, because about the other half of the object that you've been koiner is a different resource. Is you have to do a Maisa Kinyan on the entire bike. In other words, if you do a Maisa Kinyan on the entire bike, Hagam, that the bike is not going to become yours. But you can't do a Maisa Kinyan on half the Zach. If you picked up half the Zach, you only got half the Zach in your hands, so the other half is Ogid. The other half is Ogid to a different Rishos. That means I don't see a Maisa Kinyan even on the half that you're doing. It's not the Maisa Kinyan. You didn't do Maisa Kinyan. It's a chisor in the Maisa Kinyan because half of the Zach is attached to a different Rishos. Atkidekach. That the Nesivis says an astounding Zach. Zach the Nesivis that this problem is going to be even by Hefker. Yeah, Maisa Ner? Even by Hefker. If you picked up part of a Zach, yeah? You picked up part of a Zach. You didn't pick up the whole Zach. So the part that you picked up, you want to be koine. It won't work. Because it's attached to a different rishos. So the maisa kinyan that you make on half an object that's attached to a different rishos is not a good maisa kinyan. Now, I want to point out something in parentheses. I could hear the pshat of the rach and still argue on the nesivas. I'll explain to you why. Yesh lachkor. This that the other guy shteres me. I could hear that only shteres me because when there's a moicher and the koina, and the guy is coming to be makne me something, so the fact that the moicher is still holding on to it and the koina didn't do a maisa kinyan on the entire object, that's felt in the maisa kinyan. What happens if it's hefker? I could hear that hefker doesn't shtere me because there's no other bialim in the picture. Hefker is taka another rishus, but it's not another bialim. I could hear it's only when there's a moicher and there's a koina, and the koina picked up half, and half of it's by the moicher. So I could hear that shter is bringing it into my rishus because the half that I want to be koina is still attached to the rishus of the moicher. So it's not cool that the object left the rishus of the moicher. What about a case where it's hefker, where it's not the moicher, and it's not staring me at all? I could hear that over there would work. Then the Nesivis took this vort all the way and said that if you don't have commander pasuk, we'll see some when you don't have commander pasuk, then it won't work even by hefker also. That's a Dover Neuer. So if you belt a chelik of the Zach did not come into my rishos, about the chelik of the Zach did not come into my rishos, so even the chelik that I did a maisa kinyan on doesn't work either because the object is attached to a different rishos and it doesn't work. Shaki Nesivis, the Nesivis extends it even if the rishos of Hefker is agida is attached to the other half, it means I was kind of half and Hefker is attached to the other half, the kinyan doesn't work. At kan, the pshad and the rach. Memele, you have to come on to command the pasuk dami. What does command the pasuk dami mean? What does command the pasuk mean? So what does it mean command the pasuk? Command the pasuk means that it's chopped off. It looks like it's chopped off. So it's not agid gabe. It's not attached to a different rishos. We look at it as two separate entities. But we look at it as two separate entities. Command the pasuk dami means that it's chopped off. We look at it as two separate entities. So the chelik that you want to be koina is not attached to a rishos that you're not koina, and therefore the maisa kinyan works on the half that you're doing. Atkan machlekes. Why do you have to come on to the din of command the pasuk bechlal by sudur again? Shot number one is why. So that's topic number one. Topic number one is why by Kinyan Suda do I have to come on to a din of Commander Pasuk? Is it because of an internal Kinyan Suda vart which requires Venosan? Or is it a vart generally in Kinyonim that, by the way, how's Rashi then, by the way, Agav? Rashi's been doing like the second shot, like the Rach. What does Rashi say? Command, look at Rashi, let's learn up a Rashi like a mensch. Says Rashi, the Commander Pasuk domi, the Kanye Makne, and the Makne is kind of the what? The Kanye Makne, and the Makne who the, gave him the, he's kind of the what? What's the Makne koine? The Makne is kind of the Sudr. Meduyak in Rashi that the agenda wasn't the Maisa and Sina of the Maisa Kinyan. Did you do the Maisa Kinyan? Rashi's mashma that the agenda is, were you kind of half the Sudr? In order for the Kinyan to take place, the Makne has to be kind of from the kind of half the Sudr. Rashi says, command the Pasuk to Zayt that it's the Kona Makne. The Makne is taka koinit. Mashma that the issue wasn't whether it's called Vinasa. The issue was whether you're koinit or not. Because if you belt half of it's attached to a different Rishos, it's argued to a different Rishos. So the Maisa Kinyan that you did to it can't go ahead and make it yours. Hagam that you could buy half a handkerchief. You could buy half a handkerchief. But the Maisa Kinyan is not going to work. Unless you say, command the Pasuk Domi. As they state over here in the Rashi, that was the agenda like the Rach. One second. Hold on. That's topic number one. So again, topic number one is why do you need command the Pasuk Domi? Is it a local, is it an internal Chalipavart or is it a vart in all Kinyanim? And then Nesivis extended it even to Hefker. That's topic number one. Topic number two is, one second. Why do I need Gimel or Gimel? And the Hakira that I'm studying now on topic number two is Yesh Lachkar. Do you need Gimel or Gimel because of internal Chalipin reasons? Or do you need Gimel or Gimel in order for the command of Pasuk to get off the ground? Yesh Lachkar. Why do you need Gimel or Gimel? Why do you need to grab hold of three Tvachim of the handkerchief? Is it because that so Rashi says Mefurash. I can't get away from Rashi. Rashi says, Shalosh Hashalosh, the Kli Ba'inon. Chalipa requires a Kli. and less than a three is not called a beged, and therefore it's not called a kli. So Rashi clearly says that the etzem din of command, the pasuk, the etzem din that we see it chopped off doesn't require gimel al gimel. The etzem din that you need gimel al gimel is an internal chalipim, but chalipim needs a kli, and a kli, the beged is a kli, only if it's 3x3, then it has a shem beged, then it has a shem kli. Well, Moshe, I'll ask you a question on the etzem din of command, the pasuk dummy. The etzem din of command, the pasuk dummy, does it need 3x3? The etzem din of command, the pasuk, does it need 3x3? No. Rashi said before it's not like that, by the way. Rashi said the reason why you need it is why. Rashi says the reason why you need it is why is because of a kli business. For example, I have a nafkamina. I just said a nafkamina. What about a case I want to be mocking a guy? So the we just finished saying that in order to say command the pulse, in order to say the kenya works, we just said from the raft that what to see if it's that what I have to come on to command the pulse. Tell me, do I have to come on to 3x3? I push the nafkamina. I just finished saying that Rashi learns in topic number one that I need to come on to command the pasuk, not just by a kinyan of chalipim where I'm doing an asina. I need to come on to every time I want to be crying a handkerchief. I need to come on to command the pasuk. Do I need 3x3 there? According to Rashi, no. The only reason why I need 3x3 is an internal vote. When you make a kinyan with chalipim, the suda has to have a shem kli. But it's not the etzim mechanism of command the pasuk that I need to be able to say that it's disattached from the other half, correct? For that, only 3x3. It's before Shirashi. And the Rosh argues. The Rosh over here says, before I asked you to see this morning, what does the Rosh say? The Rosh says explicitly that in order to say in our Mishnah Yadam Agas, when do we say Yadam Agas? I'm Moirav Rabbi Yisrael, when do we say Yadam Agas? Says the Rosh Beforish, we only say Yadam Agas in our Mishnah when you're holding on to 3x3, the first Rosh. The Rosh says explicitly that we only say Yadam Agas when you're holding on to 3x3, obviously. The share of 3x3 is not a share in Kli in Hilchos Chalipin, correct? If the Rashi is correct, we have a world war between Rashi and the Rosh, why do I need 3x3? According to Rashi, I don't need 3x3 for the command pasuk business. I only need 3x3 for the din kli, that when I give a suda to go make a kinyan chalipa, and I have to have a kli, and a kli requires a chosh of a beged, and a beged is not less than a shir of 3x3 tochim. The Rosh says before it's not like that. The Rosh says that in our Mishnah we have Yodam Agas, you have to come on to command the pasuk, and that requires 3x3. As they state before, it's black and white in the Rosh. State before is that the shir of 3x3 is what? Is not a shir in Hilchos Kli, it's a shir in Hilchos Chashivos. We only say command the pasuk when you have a choshev azach. When it's a choshev azach, when it's a dover that has chashivos, that it has epis azach, then we say it's command the pasuk. We could look at it as a separate entity. The ability to look at it as a separate entity requires that it's a choshev azach. So that's machlekes number two here. Why do I need 3x3? Do I need 3x3 because I need a kli, quote unquote, for chalipa, which is an eternal chalipa vart? And Achamino will be in the Nesivis' case where I picked up half azach. What will be the din over there? Do I need to have 3x3 in order to have command the pasuk? And the Rosh says before, it's not like that. They need to have 3x3 even in the Mishnah of Yadam Agas, where we're not handling Khalifa over there. That means every command the pasuk requires 3x3. Every command the pasuk requires 3x3. And why? Why require 3x3? Because you need a Choshev Azach. In order to look at something as a separate entity, as disattached from the rest of the Sutra, it has to be that it's a Choshev Achelik. Then I can look at it as a separate entity. That's topic number two. Why do I need 3x3? Not like this. Now we get to topic three. And topic three ties everything together. The big question is, naniach that it's not important why we need command the pasuk, and naniach that it's not important why you need gimel gimel. I want to get to the heart now. And here's where the aggravation starts. The Gemara said, Amar Rav Shasha, Rav Shasha brought a raya, Shema Minah, from Tachlif of Amar Rava, that there's a thing called command the pasuk. So we discussed till now why you need command the pasuk. We discussed till now why you need 3x3. Now I want to start the Ikazach. Where in the world, did Rav Meshashra see in the words of Rav Tachlifa that there's a chiddush called command the pasuk? That's the shaila. Where did he see command the pasuk? I don't understand. Let's analyze. Rabbi Yisai, what did Rav Tachlifa Bar Rabba get up and say? Rav Tachlifa Bar Rabba got up and said a very simple zach, that if it's Yadam Agas, if you have a grip on the talus, correct, alone, you take it and there's no yachleku. I want to stop right there. That's a raya to the din of what do you call it? That's a raya to the din of command the pasuk. What does I don't say? Where did Rav Meshashra, I explain now why in the Kenyan Suda Rav Meshashra had to come on to command the pasuk. We said two pshatim. I explained why you have to come on to gimel gimel. I have a different shaila. Where did he prove from our din that he command the pasuk? What did Rav Tachlifa Bar Rabba say? That the din of yachleku, the Mishnah was only saying when they're holding on to kakashta, when they're holding on to Yadam Agas, each guy takes what they're holding on to. That's a raya to command the pasuk. Why not, by the way? Why, yeah. I would ask you, before we started this sugya, why is each guy get the Yadam Agas? I would ask you, why do you get the Yadam Agas? What would be the answer? Why do you get Yadam Agas without Yachleku? You're holding a grip. You have part of the talis mamish in your grip. Why do you get it without the chalukah? What's the reason why? What? What do you say? Why do you get the other gas, by the way? Because I'm always going to have El Haraya, no? Can we go back to the first Rashi in the phase of the Aleph? First Rashi, beginning of this man. Ein lazer koyach yosim mitzer. Remember that Rashi? First Rashi, second line. The reason why I say Achleika, nobody has more power than the other. What happens if a guy's the other Magas? If a guy's the other Magas, so he has koyach, one or the other. I'm holding on to this. Chalukah Talis alone. I'm a Muzik. I'm waiting for El Haraya. I want to say something very simple. I understand that you need to command the Pasuk. Watch what I'm saying. I understand that you need to command the Pasuk when you make a Kenyan. I'll give you an example. You make a Kenyan Chalipin, so you have to have the Nalsan, the Nesina, or the Nesivis is Pshat. You make a Kenyan, you want to be kind of half a Sudar. You can't be kind of half the Sudar because all the half of the Sudar is a Tzimaisa Kenyan. Has no meaning. It's attached to a different Rishos. You didn't bring it into your Rishos. Why did you bring it into your Rishos? I understand you. In our mission of the Handelarai is not Kenyanim. You're not coming to make a Kenyan. We're coming to give it to you because you're a Moser, because I'm going to make a Velvaraya. I need to come out to command the Pasuk for that. Where's the Shmami Nava Mashashra from? This is the dramatic issue of the Sukkah. Mashashra got up and said, Ichob Araya. You heard the Maisa? Mashashra got up and said, I have a Raya that command the Pasuk on me. Where? You know when you need command the Pasuk? When you're coming to make a Kenyan. And you want to be kind of half a Zach, and the other half is attached to different Rishos. So he said, the Maisa Kenyan that you did doesn't bring it into your Rishos because it's attached to, you didn't advise Bibles on it. That you didn't take it into your Rishos because it's attached to a different Rishos though. Even my Hefker. In the case of the Mishnah, Yodam HaGaz are not making a Kenyan. Why are we giving it to you? Because you're a Mosek. What do I need to be a Mosek? I need command the Pasuk to be a Mosek. I need command the Pasuk to be a Mosek. I'm not Mosek on the Zach. I'm waiting to make a Rebel Baraya. You can't take the Yesh Lazer, Koyach Yesem Yzeh. What's going on over here? Because of this humongous kasha, came along the Goyin in Simen Kuf Lamech Hesef Koyin Yud Beis. And the Goyin said, a mavel de kapshad in the Gemara. Zok the Goyin, there's no raya from the din of Yodam Magath. There is no raya from the din of Yodai Magas that has commanded Pasuk Domi. Because Yodai Magas is, like I said, because you're a Mukzig in it, and you're not making a Kenyan, you're not coming to make a Maisa Kenyan, you're not coming to buy it, you're coming to be a Mukzig. A Mukzig you are. You have the Talis with me. The Chelik, a Mukzig of Araya, good old Hamid Raya. I need to command the Pasuk for that. You tell me it's attached to a different Rishos, who cares? I'm making a Kenyan. It's by me, it's under my jurisdiction. Yesh Lazekach, Yesh Mizeh. Said the Goyin. So where's the Araya from the fact Commander Pasuk? Where's the Araya from Commander Pasuk? So the Goyin, the Araya was the Rambam. So the Goyin, the Rambam understood that you swear, you only swear on what? You don't swear on the Yodam Magas Pot. Why don't you swear on the Yodam Magas Pot, by the way? Why don't you swear on the Yodam Magas Pot? She'll tell me, I'm waiting for a raya, very nice, but the shvu is still applicable. Shalei kol echad haylech v'teikeh v'talish shachaveroi. Zok de helik v'goin, the mocker of the Rambam, that you don't swear on the helik that you're holding on to is because what was the Gemara's raya that commanded the Pasuk? Where did we bring a raya command the Pasuk? From where? From the fact that we give it to you. Of course we give it to you. You're a Mosek in it. You're holding it alone. How is it my over raya? So where is the Araya from? It must be, says the Goyin, that the Rambam had Araya. The Araya was from the fact that you don't swear. Why don't you swear? Why don't you swear on the Chelik they're holding on to? Why don't you swear on the Chelik they're holding on to? Why don't you swear on the Chelik they're holding on to? Why don't you swear on the Chelik they're holding on to? The answer is, must be, because the Chelik they're holding on to is not called Shnai Merzim. It's Command Pasuk Dummy. It's a different Talis. It's not called Shnai Merzim Talis. We don't make a Shua. The Shua was made for Shnai Merzim Talis. This is a part that's not in the Sofik Bechal. It's a completely different Zach. It's Command Pasuk Dummy. It's a separate Zach. A Zach that a person's holding on to is a different Zach in Gansin. Stating the Goyin of Dov Neira that the Rambam's mucker that you don't swear on the Chelik of Yodam Magas was because he had this Kasha. The Goyin says that the Rambam had Shver. Where in our Gemara did you find a Mokra to command the Pasuk Domi? From the fact that you get Yodam Magas? From the fact that we don't do Yachleku? There's no Raya from that. For that, I don't need a kinyan. For that, I don't need the nesivas. For that, I don't need to command the pasuk. For that, it's enough that you're holding on to it exclusively without the other guy. For that, it's enough. I'm going to make a velvaraya. For that, it's enough. You're aimless. Yesh nezekoyach yoyzim yizeh. Elamai says the guy in a holstik utayra. The Rambam understood that the raya of the Gemara that command the pasuk from the din of Rav Tachlifa wasn't from the chedek of the other regals. It's from the din that you don't swear. And he understood that the Gemara is saying that you only swear Ashaira. You only swear on the rest. Maybe there was a kirsa like that even in the Gemara. You only swear on the rest. Why don't you swear on this chelik that the kind of doesn't apply? You don't have shalei kolechad hayla v'teikir. The answer is it's not attached to the talos b'chal. It's command the pasuk. And from there the Gemara brought the din of command the pasuk. From there the Gemara brought a raya, yeah, that you command the pasuk because that's why you don't swear. As I stay the chelik are going. So now it's a mabel de kazach. So now it's a mavel de kazach. So it's a mavel de kazach. What do we have in front of us? We have a goyin who said that the Rambam held that the raya of command the pasuk though he wasn't coming from the etzem din of yada magaz. That din has no shaykh to command the pasuk. That's a regular din of yesh lezekar chayes mizeh. That's a regular din of avoyt mecha v'avray. That's a regular din of muzik. Where was the raya from? The raya was somewhere from the fact that you don't swear on the chelik they're holding on. Why don't you swear? I hear you get it. Get it, you get it, because Yesh Lezekar, why don't you swear? What happened to the Shmuel? The answer is command the Pasuk. So the Gemara's Raya of command the Pasuk was not from the Chelek of the other Magaz. The Rosh Hashar argues, how do I know the Rosh argues? Because the Rosh says that in order to have the din of the other Magaz, you have to have what? The Rosh says in order to get the other Magaz, you have to have what? You have to have Gimel HaGimel. You have to have Gimel HaGimel for? Why did the Rosh say that in order to get the Yodah Magaz, you have to have Gimel HaGimel? What are you Gimel HaGimel for? For Kli? No. For Command the Pasuk? You don't need Command the Pasuk for Yodah Magaz, said the Goyin. The whole Command the Pasuk is whether you swear or not. But the Etzem Din that you get Yodah Magaz is no Shachas to Shalosh al Shalosh. So why did the Rosh have to say? Why did the Rosh have to say that? What? Why did the Rosh have to say that in order to get the Yodah Magaz, in order not to make Yachloku, you have to have 3x3? What do you have to have 3x3 for? Why for? You're not handling a Kenyan, so you don't need a Kli. Elamai, we don't say command the Pasuk unless you have 3x3. I don't need command the Pasuk for the Etzem Din of Yodah Magaz. The whole Din of Yodah Magaz said the Goyim was only coming for sure. But the Etzem Din of Yodah Magaz we can do without command the Pasuk. So what are we 3x3 for? The Teretz is the Rosh Lashitas we learned. And here's the big Lashitas of the Sugya, the first one. Watch. According to the Rosh, why do you need command the Pasuk in our Gemara? Why do you need command the Pasuk over there? We know. But where's the arrive from our Gemara to command the Pasuk? Could you learn it from the Shvur? Could you learn that it's from the Shvur? Could you learn that command the Pasuk is from the fact that you don't swear? No, the Rosh says before that you swear even on what? The Rosh says before you swear even on what? Even on what the other Magas? Like Tosfos. So watch the Cheshbon. If you swear even on the Chelek that's in your hands, if you have to swear even on the chelik that's in your hands, which is the pashtus, by the way, because it was a takana shalek lechalei tokef, so where did Rabbi Sharashur find the raya of command the pasuk? It's niflamoy, you know the shitasi? The minute that the Rosh says, like Tosfos, that you swear even on the chelik that's in your hands, you swear on everything. So where do you see a raya of command the pasuk? So the Goyin said the raya is because you don't swear on the chelik that's in your hands. That's the Rambam. But the Tosfos and the Rosh say explicitly that you swear even on the chelik that's in your hands. You swear even on the chelik that's in your hands. You swear even on the chelik that's in your hands. So where's the raya of command the pasuk? You swear on everything. So where in the world did the Rosh Hashanah come along with the raya of command the pasuk? Where did he have a raya of command the pasuk? Where did he have a raya to command the pasuk? For what? From the shvu, you swear on everything. Beishlam, if you don't swear on the other magas, it's a raya that's command the pasuk. Why don't you swear on the other magas? But if you hold you swear on everything, so where's the raya of command the pasuk? Muzayin, that the raya of command the pasuk is not from the din of the shvur, because you swear on everything. Muzayin, that the command the pasuk is a raya from where? From the din of Yodah Magaz. That means statement for us in the Gemara, that in order to give each guy a chelik of the talis without yachleku, it has to be command the pasuk. Aye. Over there, we're not handling kinyan chalipa, we're not handling kinyan, we're handling muzakas. That's staying in the Gemara, that if one guy is holding on the other magas, if it's not going to be commanded pasuk, no, I mean, we're not going to give you that chelik. It's not called your muzik alone, a shocking chiddush. And the Goyin argued ferociously. The Goyin said that for the etzem din of the other magas, there's no way in the world I need to come on to command the pasuk. I need to come on to command the pasuk by a kinyan sudar. I need to come on to command the pasuk when I'm making a kinyan and we have the nesivas asvara. When I'm the other magas, I don't need to come on to command the pasuk. To command the pasuk is because that's why you don't swear on the chelik of the talis that's in your hands, because it's command the pasuk. It's a different talis. Oh, but the Rosh says Mefurish. I like that. The Rosh and the Tosfos can't learn like the Goyim. Because the Rosh and the Tosfos learned that what? They hold Mefurish that you swear on everything. So where's the Arayah come out of the Pasuk? Amar Meshavashro, Shema Mino! I'm a Arayah, where's the Arayah from? So where's the Arayah on everything anyway? The Arayah must be from the Etzim of Yadam Agas. Why does Yadam Agas need come out of the Pasuk? The answer is that they hold that even though you're holding it in your hands, you're not called an inclusive musik because there's a whole talus over here. And I have to come on to command the pasuk for the etzim din of Yodam Agas. If that's true, then I have to come on to a din of command the pasuk for the etzim din of Yodam Agas. Came along the Rosh and took another step. What did the Rosh say? Oh, you need to come on to command the pasuk for Yodam Agas? Command the pasuk has ground rules. We don't say command the pasuk always. What's the baseline rule for command the pasuk? You have to have gimel or gimel to make it a chashev azach. That's called command the pasuk. Says the Rosh in astounding zach. That the din of Yodam Agas is only when you're holding on to Gimel or Gimel of the Talis. If you're not holding Gimel or Gimel of the Talis, we're not going to say command the Pasuk. That's based on two premises. Premise number one, it's based on, is that Yodam Agas requires command the Pasuk. And premise number two is command the Pasuk requires Gimel or Gimel. Two premises, two anophis. One is that Yodam Agas requires command the Pasuk. That means, and the second Kiddush is that when you say command the Pasuk, you only have it when you have Gimel Gimel. Therefore, the Rosh was able to drop the bomb and say that the din of Yodam Agas was only said when you have Gimel Gimel of the Talis. If you don't have Gimel Gimel of the Talis, then we don't say command the Pasuk, and then you don't have Yodam Agas. The Rambam argued ferociously. The Rambam said, Chas v'shalom. The din of Yodam Agas doesn't require command the Pasuk. The din of Yodam Agas is I'm holding on to it. I don't need Yodam Agas, I don't need command the Pasuk, I don't need Gimel Gimel, Shanarishkeit. The only reason why I need command the pasuk is if you want to go get pater from the shvu on the chelik that you're holding on to, and look at that chelik of the talus as a detached part of it, then you have to come on to command the pasuk, and then you have to come on to maybe gimel or gimel, maybe you have to come on to gimel or gimel. That depends on Rashi whether or not gimel or gimel is for the din of kli of sudr. But the etzim sach is mashachas b'chal. That means I'm intertwining two shilas. I'm intertwining three shilas. Number one is why do you need to come on to command the pasuk by a sudr? Is it because of a local Suda Vrat, because it says Venosan, it's not going to be made in a Sina? Or because it's international Kenyan Vrat, you can't be coin a half a Zach, you can't do a Maisa Kenyan to half a Zach that's ugly to a different Rishos. Topic one. Topic two is, and why do you need Gimel or Gimel? Is it because of an internal Suda Vrat, like Rashi says, because of Kli, or because it's an international Vrat in Command the Pasuk? But the Ikra Zach is, do you need the Yisrael of command the Pasuk by us? And that depends on what was the Raya from our Gemara to the Gemara of Sudr. The Rambam, says the Goyen held, that's a double portion, it's a no-brainer, that in the din of Rav Tachlif of Amar Rav, there's no way in the world you need to come on to command the Pasuk. It's a classic din of Mutzik. The only reason why I need to command the Pasuk is if you want to pater me from the Shvu of Shalech, there I need to come on to command the Pasuk. And from there, there was a Raya. The Rosh argued, the Rosh had to argue. Because the Rosh held, that hell do you swear on the whole thing? So where's the Arayah command the Pasuk? So if you bow to the Rosh, hell, you swear even on the Chelik of the other Magas, respects the Chakasha, so where's the Arayah command the Pasuk from? Must be the Arayah from the Etzim Din of the other Magas. The Etzim Din of the other Magas requires command the Pasuk. Now it's a Kelah. Why? Halayah Muxa Ganon alone. There's not called you Muxa Ganon, it's one Talus. And if it wouldn't be a Din of command the Pasuk, dummy, we wouldn't give you a Din of a way to make a veil Arayah on the Chelik of the other Magas. Says the Rosh a step further. Now that you're telling me that the din of Yodam Agas requires a din of command the Pasuk dummy, so you need 3x3 because 3x3 is a share command the Pasuk. That's the Shlemus HaDvarim over here. Hayetzim Dvarenu is that we started off today with the Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos. Do you have to swear on the other part? The Rambam says you don't have to swear on the part that's Yodam Agas. You don't have to swear. The chelik of Yodam Agas, you don't have to swear. The Rama holds you don't have to swear on the chelik of Yodam Agas. Only swear on the Shah, correct? Tosfos argues. Tosfos you have to swear. The Rosh argues. Why does the Rama hold you don't have to swear? So Mr. Zalman said, big raid. Because of Psak Vaday, this Shua wasn't misukin for Psak Vaday. I believe, and others said that it's because of Shua's anoitlin and I'm not being anoitl. In the Goyin state, a different shot. In the Goyin state, the reason why you don't have to swear on the other part is because it's command the Pasuk, don't we? That was the Yisoid. That's why you don't swear. Why don't you swear? Because it's command the Pasuk, don't we? And if it's not command the Pasuk, don't we? You would have to swear. Imagine you said all this raid about Psak Vada, Psak Sofik. Get me this done. The Goyin said the reason why you don't swear is because command the Pasuk, don't we? We look at the Talos was cut at that point. The Balta was cut, so it's not called attached to the Talos. It's not called Shnei Berg's of the Talos. It's called a separate Talos. Or we're staying the going that if not for Commander Pasuk Tommy, if not for the sort of Commander Pasuk Tommy, says that we look at the tiles that it's cut, the voters you would have to swear. I this, I that, all the Torah. In the going statement of Furish, that the pshat in the Rama was a simple pshat. The reason why you don't swear is because it's Commander Pasuk Tommy. That's where the Gemara brought the Raya of Commander Pasuk Tommy from. It looks like it's cut. Anything less than Commander Pasuk Tommy, you would have to swear. As I state in the going of Furish. That means, what's the going saying? Hagam that I know Yodam Agas gives it to you. Hagam that I know the Yodam Agas of Ezekiel Raya. Hagam that I know you don't have command the Pasuk Dami, you would still have to swear. That's not like a Mizazamah. The Goyim's living in a world where the Pshat is, I know you get Yodam Agas. Yodam Agas doesn't need command the Pasuk. Yodam Agas gives it to you. You're Muslim part of the Talis. You take it, finished. And still it was Shver, even though you have Yodam Agas, and even though you have Ezekiel Raya, and even though you're stronger than the other guy, still it was Akasha. The Sadus will swear. When he went up a kasha, Mrs. Alman said, the ones I'm holding on to, the Pesach Vadeh, the book game's over. He said, Ishtazari, that the Rambam held that even though you have a Yodam Agas, and even though you're holding on to it, and even though you get it, and even though there's a Mitzvah Vadeh, still you should swear. No, why don't you swear? Because Commander Pasuk Dami. And that was the Raya, the Shrami Nader, Rishash Abot from Al Gemara. It's called cut off, it's called Kepasuk. I want to show you Dover Nifla and Tysus, look inside Tysus. We'll start the Tysus today, we'll start tomorrow. Zok Tysus. Near the Lake of Sinav Ashar. We're not going to that the rest of it you swear. Why? That Masha Beyodam Agas, Yishova. Kiva the Nitka, Shur Shaladam, Hurla, Pateka, Bitamze, Yishova, Afameshu Tefis. Tesi says he starts off not like the Ramam. You swear even on the Chilik that you're holding. Why? Because the reason was the Takana. And about that was the Takana. Takana was no matter what. Look at this now. Umikol Makam Shaper Muchach Mesamach. They don't pay attention to the Mikol Makam. What's the Mikol Makam? What's the Mikol Makom? Tesis is Bavarni the Goyin. Tesis said that Bishlaima, if I would hold that you don't swear, Bishlaima, if I hold you don't swear on the other Magas, so then the Raya of Commander Pasuk is beautiful. Why don't you swear on the other Magas? It's because of Commander Pasuk. But now that I just said you swear on what? You swear even on the other Magas. So where did the Gemara have a Raya from that's Commander Pasuk? Yeah, Mason, no. Tesis bavorns the goyin. Tesis mechavan to the goyin. The goyin's mechavan to Tesis. Tesis says that if the pshat would have been like the Rambam, the Gemara's raya would have been beautiful. You know where we have a raya to command the pasuk from? The raya from the command the pasuk is from the fact that you don't swear. Why don't you swear? Tesis is command the pasuk dummy. Of a fact, Tesis on himself is asking the goyin's kasha. Now that I said that you do swear on the other magas, so we're going to bring a raya to command the pasuk. From the other Magas, that's the Goyin said already. The other Magas is not a Raya. The other Magas is the other Magas. The other Magas is a Mosek. The other Magas is a Tifa Raya. The other Magas is Yesh Nekoyach Yesh Me'a Sheni. So the Tais is at Shver. The Tais is at Shver, the Goyin's Kasha. Now that I said that you swear even on the other Magas, the Tais is Mikom Mokum, so where's the Gemara Raya to command the Pasuk? Says Tais is a Dechik. Says Tais is fart. Come on, it's still the right commander pasuk. Because if it wouldn't be commander pasuk, then you wouldn't get more than your share of the half. You wouldn't get the other magas. Which traces about warning the goyin's kasha. The poshup shat the gemara is like the goyin. The poshup shat the gemara that our gemara doesn't need commander pasuk. Our gemara doesn't need commander pasuk. The poshup shat is our gemara doesn't need commander pasuk. The other magas doesn't need commander pasuk. The other magas is not a mosek alone. You know what needs commander pasuk? The shvuah. Why don't you swear on the chelik of the magas? But says the rabbi, says Tosis, never I hold that about you have to swear. So then Tosis says, become akum. So where did the Gemara bring a raya to the side of command the pasuk, not from the shvua? Alamai, they brought more raya from the etzim din of the magas that we don't split it half half. And Tosis bavoni, they're going. But either way, l'shitasai, if I hold taka that the raya, that means the shaila about whether or not you need 3x3 by the talis depends on whether you need command the pasuk by the talis. That's what I'm saying. The shaila whether you need 3x3 by the talus depends on whether you need command the pulsing by the talus. If I need command the pulsing by the talus, then I could hear that's only when you have 3x3. If I hold that the talus itself doesn't need command the pulsing because it's coming to make a velvaraya, so then all you need is for the shvuah. So maybe over there you need 3x3, but the etzim din of yadam agas won't need a din of 3x3. Those are the four inyanim which are in this Gemara. One, machlekes tosis in the Rambam. Two, why do you command the pulsing by suda? Big raid. Three, why do you 3x3? Four, what is the Gemara's connection from our Gemara of Rav Tachlifa Bar Rava of Yodam Agas to that story over there, Commander Pasuk, and as I told you, they're all intertwined with each other.